Just a reminder that next week, Dr. Joy Baker will be our speaker, and we'll look forward to that. Let me give you a little introduction for Dr. Martin today. She brings to her classes both an enthusiasm for the counseling profession and the skills that have been honed through her 30-plus years of client interactions in private practice. And though she works with many different life problems, her specialties are trauma and disassociation. She's an LPC supervisor, member of the Christian Association of Psychological Studies, and a clinical member of the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapy. We love her. She's a delight. She's a piece of work. Would you welcome Dr. Linda Martin?
That was odd. Usually my name and work don't go together, though. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, today I'm going to talk about how it all depends on how you see it. Okay. I had to come a little early today because some of my slides were upside down. See, I got this one right side up, though. My college friend Reva was getting things out of her sister's car trunk. I noticed some magazines in the trunk and picked one up to entertain myself while she was talking with her sister. It was called the Collegiate Challenge. I was leafing through it, and inside there was an ad for a 5-week Summer Institute of Biblical Studies. I thought, 5 weeks? Who would go to study the Bible in the summer for 5 weeks? I mean, I'd done my time in confirmation class, and I had been confirmed. So in the summer, in your spare time, go study the Bible. This was way too weird. I just couldn't see it. Well, that was it. I had to go see it. So those of you who know me, that is consistent. So that's how Reva and I ended up at Campus Crusade headquarters in Arrowhead Springs, California. While there, for the first time, I was taught about the spiritual symbolism of the Hebrew Exodus from Egypt, about the typology of Pharaoh as evil or Satan or sin, Moses as a picture of Christ that was going to lead them to freedom and to the promised land. I mean, I was kind of blown away because I didn't know all that was in the Bible. So I was hooked. And top it off, they talked about the possibility, actually no, the necessity of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This was all new to me. I got it. It just opened it all up. I got it. And once you get it, you can't unsee it. You know what I mean? It changed the way I looked at everything, and I saw everything differently from then on. Okay, next scene. 8 years ago, next month, I was diagnosed with an inoperable malignant brain tumor on my tailbone. Now you know where my brain is. Well, I do feel like I sit on my brain a lot, so I mean, Oh, that was good. I wish I could have written that so well. So I had cancer there, and it had spread into my two hips, thinning the bones in my hips. It was only after I had debilitating pain of 3 spontaneous hairline fractures in my right hip that I finally insisted on a CT scan. That revealed the cancer that was there. Before that, I assumed I had back problems, and everybody was telling me about their back problems, and so you have to exercise your muscles and do your core, you know, your core muscles and work it out. And I was working out. Every time I worked it out, I got worse. And so, I saw it as my back problem until I heard the word cancer. See, now you see it differently. I was ordered by a doctor to buy a walker, and because I would need it to keep the weight off my hips because they were thin and they had to put me on bone strengthening stuff. So I bought a three-wheeled red walker with a basket, which I was too embarrassed to bring down here and use. So instead, I used a cane and sometimes two canes. I now loan out that walker to any professors having hip replacements. So it's been borrowed. I couldn't figure out how I was going to do class because with two canes, you can't carry much, and I always drag a lot of things to class. I completed radiation in August on a Monday, and I started class on Tuesday. I got all my stuff in my book bag. I decided to only use one cane so I could drag my stuff, and I couldn't see how I was going to do it. I assumed that I was just going to, you know how you all do, you just do what you have to do. So it looked like just a burden I had to endure. The first class, I got there dragging my book bag with one cane. After class, the student came up to me, and she asked if she could help me. Actually, that's not it. She said she was going to help me. She got me back to my office, and that really was helpful for her to help me do that. And then she announced that she was going to come before class, 50 minutes before class, and get me and my stuff ready and get me to class. Well, I protested briefly, but she was insistent, and I succumbed. Then I saw it clearly. It was God's hands from the body that was taking care of the body. She was God. She was God's hands to me and helped me that whole year. She became so nurturing that she even would tell me if I didn't have my lipstick on or if my hair was funny in the back. My mother reincarnated. She got me through that year, and after graduation, she and her husband Ben returned to Romania, where they've planted a growing church, and she has an active counseling practice. She even wrote a book. Anda, would you stand up? I want them to see you. Just, yeah, Anda Magos. That was... She helped me see clearly God's faithfulness, and I will forever be thankful for the care you gave me that year. That encouraged me more than anything. Then the next year, Kathalina Dean took over, and she volunteered. Many of you know her. I was well cared for, and I couldn't have planned it. You know what I mean. It does depend on how you see it, and now I see that time is very sweet and special. All right, you've been staring at this picture, the picture number one of the Rorschach inkblots projective test. The instruction when you give the test is, tell me what you see. Your results or your diagnosis depends on how you see it. I'll help you with this one so you'll know what to see. It actually is a Sasquatch or Yeti or Bigfoot, as we would call him, on a motorcycle. Do you see it? I mean, isn't it obvious now? Yeah, see? All right. I just wanted to help you along here. All right, well, you're on your own here. I do see things, but I'm not helping you. There's another one. Now we even have colors. What do you see? I had to come in early today because they had some of my slides upside down. I wonder if it matters, you know. Life is like a Rorschach. It all depends on how you see things, glass half full or half empty. Luck or the providence of God. I make a difference or I'm insignificant. I'm worthless or I am precious. It all depends on how you see it. A woman was photographing stars out by Joe Pool Lake about 15 years ago. When she picked up her prints, the specialist was all excited because he said to her, "You've taken a picture of an angel." She had looked at the pictures. She didn't see it. She was stunned. She couldn't see it. Can you? Actually, this is upside down too. Now can you see it? We need help in seeing things clearly, seeing things truthfully. Someone to point out what we can't see. So where do we get that? The Bible, obviously, you all know that, I know that. The scriptures are like the perfect pair of glasses. They focus us in so we can see clearly. The Holy Spirit focuses the eyes of our soul to see and to understand. He also uses us to speak truth and encouragement into other people's lives. Consider that maybe we are God's projectives. We're not to be full of ourselves, but reflections of Him. Now, that's a big house cleaning job. But fortunately, God is in charge of the house cleaning team. Have you seen the angel yet? All right. Since it all depends on how you see it, we can help each other to see God's hand in life personally and broadly. We can be encouragers through our time of listening, through sharing Christ's word. His words such as, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be your mother and father. The plans I have for you are good. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Here on earth you have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I mean, we do this with one another. I talked to a friend on the way down today, and as soon as she answered, I could hear she was not in a good mood. You know what I mean. All she had to do was say hello. I said, "What's wrong?" I encouraged her. I told her what I was going to talk about, that it all depends on how you see it. And we talked about seeing her current situation differently. I'd love to go into it, but it would be gossiping. I'll tell you later. When we point people to God and through what He and how He demonstrates His caring, that He has not forgotten us, that He is able, and when we point a person to God, whether through the Word or His own life, we help them see through the fog. Okay, let me help you see this. Because once you point out something, it's hard not to see it again. All right. Right here is the face, right there. There is the bottom of the chin. There's like hair coming out of a crown. There's a wing. There's a wing. Actually, they've helped me by showing the drawing. Can you see it? See? Once you see it, you can't see it. When you can't see it, only those who see it go up in the rapture. I take that back for the record. All right, I'll go back. See? It looks like the face on a coin. You know, like an old-fashioned face, if you can see it. But once you see it, then you can see it. How many of you can see it? That's quite a few. The rest of you will feel badly and obsessed now with it. So, do I think that this woman took a picture of an angel? No. But isn't it wonderful to be looking up? And once someone is directed to look up, he who created the angels will be seen. So let us all look up more often, because life really does depend not only on how you see it, but more importantly, who you see in it. Let's pray. Like you did on the road to Emmaus, show us you, Jesus, in all the words of Scripture, in the lives of your bride-to-be, and in your Holy Spirit's work in our world. To God be the glory. Amen.